أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our journaling the Quran and looking at the ayat that begin with Ya أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at an ayah from Surah number 22, which is Surah Al-Hajj. And this is ayah 77. Quite easy to remember. 22:77. A phenomenal ayah which tells us what success is all about. A bit like Surah Al-Asr, because Surah Al-Asr is about time management. But here, Allah describes what to do when you believe to be able to achieve success. Well, let's look at it. Inshallah, you will be highlighting it. And here Allah says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, Irqa'u wasjudu, Do ruku, do sijda, وَعْبُدُوا رَبَّكُمْ, and submit to your Rabb, or enslave yourself to your Rabb. وَفْعَلُوا الْخَيْرِ, and do good. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you are able to be successful. Now the word uses تُفْلِحُونَ from falah. In Adhan we say حَيَّ عَلَى الْفَلَاحِ, hurry to success. Falah is a farmer. So it implies so that you may be able to reap your harvest, which you have planted, the seeds that you've planted. And each of us work in life for success somewhere. All of us have a different concept of success. Inshallah, our concepts are aligned to our divinity ones, which is success in the dunya and the akhirah. And here it says, to be able to reap your harvest, to be able to be successful, you have to do four things. First, he says, ruku, then sujood, then total submission or enslavement to your Rabb, and its manifestation is in waf'alul khair, in being able to serve humanity or do goodness to creation. So let's look at each one. We'll first start with ruku. What is ruku after all? The word raqa that we used for one cycle of salah is derived from the word ruku. And ruku is actually an amazing aspect. It is a sign of courtesy, adab. While sujood is the symbol of qurb, or nearness to Allah. We're told ruku is a means of repentance, of tawbah, asking forgiveness in the presence of Allah. Imam Baqir says, anyone who perfectly performs his ruku will be safe from any fear in the grave. Imam Sadiq says, a long ruku and sujood have effects on the longevity of life. He also says Imam Ali would make his ruku so long that his legs would perspire. It is in essence the only act that you do in salah. We do sajdas everywhere else, we may stand everywhere else, we may sit down in qiyam everywhere else, but ruku is only done in salah. It is a phenomenal aspect of bringing us slowly closer to the humility of sujood, which is in essence the soul of salah. Imam Ali al-Islam calls it the highest degree of servitude or obedience when a human being places on the earth the highest part of his body, his forehead, and expresses humility in the presence of his Rabb. It is the adornment of salah. Imam Sadiq says, whenever you pray, perform the ruku and sujood well, because Allah will give you 70 times the reward. The Prophet said, on the day of Qiyamah, I will identify my ummah by the marks of sujood that they will have on their foreheads. I remember as a child listening to my grandma telling me this and trying to rub earth on my forehead to say, I need this mark. But it doesn't come just like that. It's a mark that comes when we really do sujood the way we should. So the essence of this ruku and sujood is the detachment of the heart from everything external, an attachment to only divinity. And then after that comes a third one, wa'budu rabbukum, complete submission and enslavement to Allah. And finally, how does this manifest itself? It's really clear. Waf'alul khair. You find these people who believe, who've done ruku and sujood, they will always do khair. They will always serve creation with goodness. And that is in essence, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, what success is about. So in a nutshell, success is about obedience to the Creator and serving His creation as a manifestation of that obedience. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us those who are an embodiment of 2277, Ayah 77 of Surah Al-Hajj. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.